You may have read the story of the Connecticut woman, Judith Scruggs, convicted of a crime for having an apartment so messy that it led to her son Daniel's suicide. Her lawyer's working to get a new trial. But as Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports, in Meriden, Connecticut, Judith Scruggs' townfolk have found that a conviction is not the same as an explanation.
The street where Daniel Scruggs lived and died is home to a church, a laundromat, and a karate academy, which will boost self-esteem, according to the front window. Meriden, Connecticut, a town once known as the Silver City, which now aspires to be blue-collar, has its share of beat-up houses, but not Daniel's. The facade of the subdivided house is the nicest on the block. It's been touched up and is trimmed in bright colors. In fact, a police officer who visited in early 2002 to interview Judith Scruggs about her son's suicide described the house as cute. But that, according to Rachel Macwana, a reporter for the local newspaper, was only on the outside.
The police went in that day and said, "This apartment is just appalling. It's unsafe. No child at 12 years old should live in an apartment with conditions like hers."
Human nature after a suicide, especially the suicide of a young person, is to ask why. In Daniel's case, the early answer was not a negligent mother or a filthy apartment, but a problem that's gotten a lot of attention lately, bullying. Locals thought that attention must be paid to Daniel's case. In fact, the Connecticut State Legislature passed an anti-bullying bill specifically in reaction to Daniel's suicide. According to Judith Scruggs' lawyer, M.H. Reese-Norris, bullying drove Daniel to suicide, pure and simple.
The school did not protect her child from horrible, constant bullying. The Office of the Child Advocate, which is a state agency, has already come out with a report. And the state agency has concluded that he was bullied and they gave him no protection. The prosecutor conceded in his final argument that it was horrible bullying that he was subjected to.
But when Norris and his client began making this argument publicly in preparation for a lawsuit, reporter Rachel Macwana says Scruggs began to lose some of the town's sympathy.
After Daniel died and the mother was saying that the bullies at school did this and no one did anything about it, and I tried to get help from school and no one would do anything about the bullies, and the school said, "Well, wait a minute, we tried to get this boy help for so long, and you've refused." And that's when the blame shifted a little bit.
It shifted onto Daniel's home life. And by April, 4 months after the suicide and the original police visit, prosecutors charged Judith Scruggs with putting a minor at risk of injury. Earlier this month, the Connecticut jury agreed. Jurors interviewed afterwards said that not only was the home filthy, but Daniel was allowed to take knives with him to bed, and that factored heavily into the verdict. But knives weren't discussed extensively at the trial, according to lawyer Reese Norris.
Any observer of the trial will tell you that 90%, 95% of the state's case dealt with the condition of the house. I never, in my wildest imagination, believed a jury could come back and say that having a messy home was the equivalent of willfully putting their child in a health risk situation.
Norris uses the adjective cluttered to describe the Scruggs home, saying clothes were strewn about but not dirty. He emphasizes that Judith Scruggs was a single parent working 60-hour weeks at two jobs to support her family. And he's put off by a comment that one of the jurors made after the verdict.
"One thing that I'm very disturbed about was an interview of a juror who said that he voted for conviction in part because he did not want my client to sue the city of Meriden upon an acquittal."
That juror, Vincent Giardina, didn't want to be taped, but in an interview said that he didn't have any idea that Judith Scruggs actually had filed a motion of intention to sue the city. He says that once, during jury deliberations, he mentioned that he'd hate to see Judith sue over this, but it didn't factor into the jury's reasoning. Ultimately, the knives and the state of the apartment convinced them that Judith Scruggs could have done more as a mother. The judge is expected to rule on Reese Norris's motion for a new trial later this month. Judith Scruggs' sentencing has been postponed because the original date would have been Daniel's 14th birthday. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.